Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh, and good Tuesday to you. And I hope you're having a great day today. I'm doing a little bit better with this cold or whatever I've got happening. And I've been trying to treat it and take care of it, and I think we're improving and getting on the upside of this thing, and I appreciate your prayers for us in that, and I hope that my voice will be okay for you to understand today. Well, it's a beautiful day. We're just 2 days removed from celebrating Father's Day. And yesterday, we started talking a little bit about the greatest father in the Bible. And again, I urge you to go back and pick up that broadcast if you can. You can do it from our website, or you can, if you have subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes and iHeartRadio, and you can go there and pick it up. And I urge you to listen to that broadcast from yesterday and kind of bring you up to where we are. I'll do my best to recap just briefly here, and that is, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect father because we're all sinners. And so, and all through the Bible, we have the same thing. Boy, God really showed their flaws, and it's difficult to find anybody that was a perfect father. Not Isaac, not Jacob, not David, not Samuel, Eli, go on through. It's difficult, not even in the New Testament. But there's one in Luke 15 that Jesus told the story of. Now, we know it is the story of the prodigal son. But the truth is, I want to focus not on necessarily on the son, but on the father. And we talked about some lessons we learn as fathers, and really lessons we all learn in our relationships. As parents to children, or children to parents, or really just in any relationship. And we said lesson number one yesterday was, make your love extraordinary. This dad had extraordinary love. And basically, we come down to the fact that, understand, God loves those children more than you do. And I know you say, nobody can love my kids more than me. Oh, I beg to differ. God loves them more than you do. And they're God's. They're really not mine. I've just been entrusted with them for a certain amount of years. And so my love is not to be sheltering or controlling or manipulating. My love is to be extraordinary. And I'm allowing them. And this dad let his son go. Gave him the money. Let him do his will. Because he put him in the hands of God. That's extraordinary love. But secondly, make your love enduring. He let his son go, but he never let go of his son. He didn't say, I don't believe at all for one second. And you can tell it from the story that this dad ever said, now you go and don't you ever come back here again. Oh no. I think all the evidence in the story points to the exact opposite. I think every day this son was on his mind, on his heart. You know what that is? That's enduring love. I don't think there's a day he didn't get up and look for him. I don't think there's a day he didn't get up and look down that path and see if his son was coming. When the son finally came to himself, when he came to his senses, so to speak, and though he was quite anxious about going home, he knew that's his only option. And then the father sees the son while he's still a great way off. And I believe that's because he was looking every day. His love was enduring. His love was long-suffering. The father's heart was certainly broken all the time his son was gone, but his love never weakened. I heard a parent say once, when asked if she loved one of her kids more than another, she said, the one I love the most is the one who needs my love the most right now. So many people love conditionally. That's sad. I love you as long as I think I should, or as long as you'll make me happy, or as long as you do this, or as long as you're this way, and whether that's in so many relationships. But God says, no, your love is to be long-suffering. Your love is to be unconditional. Your love is to be enduring. Sometimes Father's Day, Mother's Day, these holidays can be extremely painful. And I'm sure that's true for some listening to me. Some won't even go to a service on these special holidays. not only because of maybe their mother or father, but because they haven't been the mother or father that they know God wanted them to be. Their love has not been enduring. Maybe they've said those words, "Don't you ever come back here again," or maybe something hurtful or something equivalent. But the end result is very conditional love. And my friend, God does not have conditional love for us. It's unconditional. In fact, he loved us when we didn't even love him. The story here, this father had enduring love. And we need that love for our children and for others in the family as well. Is there somebody you ought to go to in your family and ask forgiveness and say, "I've been wrong. Please forgive me"? Maybe you need to make a phone call or write a letter and offer to that person enduring love like God loves you. Ephesians 4:32, "Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." See, lesson one, our love has to be extraordinary. Number two, our love has to be enduring. And number three, our love can be extravagant. Our love can be extravagant. Oh, the son comes home and the father expresses his joy over his son's return by throwing a huge welcome home party. He put the finest clothes upon his son. He gave him the family ring. He ordered up a buffet feast, kill the fatted calf. That's extravagant. In the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and John, the account of the woman who poured the expensive perfume on Jesus' head, she understood. Remember, they couldn't believe that. That was about a year's wage to get something like that. And people criticized her. But you know what she was saying? "I'm going to love you extravagantly." They talked about how many people could have been fed and clothed and such. But Jesus praised her and said, wherever the gospel is preached, your story is going to be told. And in this story of the prodigal son with the loving father, he wants us to get this lesson. Now, I'm not just talking about extravagance in terms of money or monetary things. You can be extravagant with your time. That shows your love. You can have lunch with your child during the summer, with summertime upon us. You can serve your family members. You can take orders and go out to the kitchen and get people what they want, maybe while you're watching a television program. But you can serve them and show them you love them. Maybe you write a letter to each of your children, letting them know what you think of them and how much you love them. You see, extravagant means go over the top. Go for it. Make your love extravagant. Wouldn't it be great to be known as an extravagant lover? And isn't that what God does for us? Doesn't he have extravagant love for you and for me? Oh my goodness. If he delivered up his own son for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Oh, he's given us all things richly to enjoy. What a God. What great love the Father has bestowed upon us. And we ought to in turn love others in the same way. His love was extraordinary. His love was enduring. His love was extravagant. And then lastly, his love was evident. Now, the oldest son isn't thrilled about the reception his brother gets. And this was sibling rivalry at its worst. "Well, Dad loves you more than he loves me. I didn't give him any grief. I didn't give you any problem. And yet this guy who runs away gets all the attention." And it happens in churches too. Be careful. Oh, the pastor's always talking about the lost, always talking about getting people in here, always getting folks, visitors. I doesn't care about the members. Be careful. Be careful. Listen, that's the heart of the older brother. There were really two prodigals here. One was just at home. One left the house. But this other brother, he wouldn't even go in for the party. It's clear that the father has love for the younger son, but he also has love for his older brother too. He goes out to find the son who's lost now. He goes out to him. And the father talked to him. He said, "Son, you're ever with me. And everything I have is yours." Boy, sometimes we need to be reminded about our relationship with God. And we can make our love evident to him as he makes his love evident to us. Man, we can be so selfish, can't we? I mean, we're all about us and our work and our hobbies and our space and our energy and our interests, and we just get wrapped up in us. But listen, my friend, I don't care who you are, Dad. Your company will get another guy to replace you, but your family can't get another dad to replace you. Your golfing buddies will get a fourth if they don't have you. Don't worry. But your kids can't get another dad to replace you. They want you. They need you. Start being the loving father God wants you to be. Do you have to make some corrections? Do you have to make some changes? No, you're not perfect, but no dad is. We said that at the very beginning. What will make it stand out over your flaws and over your shortcomings is the love that you show. Love will shout over the whispers of flaws. Make your love extraordinary. Make your love enduring. Make your love extravagant. Make your love evident. I know how much God loves me. And I hope you know how much God loves you. The Bible says God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's your loving Heavenly Father. And if you're away from him, maybe you're like this prodigal and you've ran away. Come home. He's looking for you. He's waiting for you. And he'll run to meet you and embrace you. You see, Jesus died that we might have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. The cross means we can get across from our sin against God and restore a rightful place in the family. God wants to be close to us. And we want to love him. And we want to love others. How? With extraordinary, enduring, extravagant, and evident love that he has for us, his children. And we want to love others the same way. You see, they'll know God loves them by how you love them. May God help us to have that kind of love. The greatest father in the Bible. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Looking forward to tomorrow. That's Wednesday in our midweek service. And we'll look forward to having our service at 6:30 on Wednesday night. And we look forward to having everyone's together through the summertime. No children's programs. We do have a nursery. But from age 4 on up, we're all together in the service. And we just have a great time on Wednesday evenings throughout this summertime. Now, tomorrow in the broadcast, Lord willing, I want to talk to you a little bit about when you don't understand. Boy, you ever have something go on? Just say, Lord, I just don't understand. Well, maybe we'll give you some help along those lines tomorrow with our broadcast. And hope that'll be a blessing to you. I would urge you, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or give us a call here at the church, 614-875-2190. And we'd love to pray for your prayer requests and also rejoice with your blessings. And if you'd like to donate and help with the cause, you can, of course, mail a check to the church, or you can donate online on our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and there's a donate button, and you could donate there. But you can also pick up other things on the website as well. All right? Well, listen, y'all have a great Tuesday, and I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.